Speaking of Brink Otter and our everyday heroes, I wanted to take a chance because Tom will be with us on Friday morning, but I got an email from Betsy over at Brink Otter, and Linda Ray, who is an actual Brink Otter realtor, you know, there's for realtors right now, it's kind of tough, right? I mean, they're not out showing homes and doing this stuff. So she's at home making masks for healthcare workers. Now, she hasn't sewn in years, but she got her sewing machine, you know, took the sort of wrapper off and pulled it out of hibernation, and she's making them at home. Now, she's got a niece who is in New York as a nurse, and the healthcare workers there, I mean, it's just, it's horrible. So she's sending her first shipment of masks in honor of her niece to New York, and then she's going to continue to make and ship them for the folks here locally. And she's also offered her no-charge services to anyone in the community with health issues which require any visit to the hospital or healthcare facilities treatments. So she's like, I mean, there are these people out there just like doing everything they can. Just stepping up.
Yeah.
So, Linda Ray, you're an everyday hero.
Yeah, you're a hero to me and Brian and everyone out there listening. How could you not be? Way to go.
So we have the information about that homemade mask stuff on notakidder.com because they are asking you. We talked to the mayor a little earlier. Put them in Ziploc bags. They're going to do 3-location drop-offs, kind of like doing all this in a safe way. And then they're going to like professionally sanitize those. And this is a way, if you can do it, that you can give back and help. In a time where we're all really frustrated about what can you physically do. This is one of those. And congratulations to Linda Ray, everyday hero.